Made it to order.
Welcome, everybody, to the Hemingway Point Community Development District meeting. Today is Wednesday, February 23rd. From the board, we have Russ, Cheryl, and Randy waiting for either Anthony or Tony or both to join us online. And when they do jump in, I'll announce it.
Yes. Hello. Can you hear me? Sorry, I'm having difficulties, but I just finished logging in. Anthony Toro, present.
Gotcha, Anthony. Thank you. Could you hear me?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
There's only one answer to that. today's meeting is really preparatory.
I'm full, but it says we are waiting on them to log in.
They're in. Well, one of them's in. Oh, Carlos said that?
Yeah.
Tell them to try again. It's open.
Did you too? Me and you, he texted a group text.
We'll wait for Carlos.
I left my sound on, which I normally don't do. I wouldn't even know.
Hey, Carlos. Thanks for joining us. How are you today?
Doing good. Well, I can hear you guys. I can hear you at least pretty good.
Hey, I'm screaming into my phone, so.
Oh, okay.
Just for you. We're ready to have a review and approval of the minutes from your January meeting. Are there any comments? Or is there a motion
no
to
comment.
Approve? Motion to approve?
Awful.
Motion to approve.
All right. You guys online, be quiet, all right? Just No, I'm teasing you. We've got you.
Who else is online with her? Who else is online with me?
Your buddy Anthony.
Hey, sir, how you doing?
Oh, okay, the other Anthony. I was like, Anthony? I forgot we have the new Anthony.
I didn't even think of that. You caught me. We'll call him. Well, what do we want to call him? We'll just call you Anthony.
Yeah.
Was there a second?
Carlos a second.
Cheryl beat you, Carlos. All in favor?
Aye.
Great.
Aye.
We have mostly staff report. All staff reports today is the crux of the meeting, so feel free to ask any questions during this time. Going in alphabetical order, attorney?
Yeah. Given that it's just February, we haven't really gotten into the meat of the legally significant things that I would report other than what's kind of, I assume, already going to get covered by him. So I don't have anything specific to report, but.
Hey, Paul, if anybody's talking, we can't hear him.
Yeah, I'll repeat it. Scott was just saying hello and that he had no report, but if you had any questions, he's here and full of Cuban coffee and ready to go.
And cookies.
And a cookie, so he might take a little nap later.
You couldn't hear the mask. It's
my lunch.
We're good. So moving on, nothing under engineer's report today. That brings us to our field report. Ben, and I'd like to introduce Jesus Lorenzo's here today. He's one of our field managers who's getting familiar, and when Ben or I can't jump on something, he's in the area. He's going to be somebody that might help out. So, sorry,
nice
I didn't mention you at the beginning. I couldn't remember. Were you at our last meeting?
I was at another.
Anyways, he's here today. Go ahead, Ben.
So, just going touching base on some of the punch list items we came up with last meeting. Anthony, I know you mentioned the light fixture by the playground. That was taken care of. There's a couple others that were loose, so I gave them the green light to just go ahead and secure them the same way. It appears like when the developer installed it, the light fixtures, they didn't do it 100% proper. So he got a better look at everything when he was fixing the one fixture, and just we gave him the green light to fix this, re-secure the others. You had your check valve installed for the pool, and recently, as recently as yesterday, you had a waistline valve that had to get adjusted. That was the reason why Cheryl reached out to me about the water level. They did come out the same day and adjust it, but in order to prevent that from reoccurring, it was just a waistline valve that needed to get replaced. Continue to have some ant issues, but Milton is taking care of that. We fixed all the pavers that were lifted over by the pool and over by the behind by the fountain at the monument exit, entrance monument. All the lights along the perimeter wall were fixed. We had finally, instead of moving the entire panel over to the other side of the wall, I do recall you all mentioning you didn't want it to look so visible. So we had a photo cell placed on the outside of the wall where the home is. And we've made some progress there communicating with the owner. So I don't foresee any issues moving forward with any perimeter wall and 248 repairs. Had some bulbs replaced over there behind the monument as well. And we were just discussing a little bit before the meeting. I know we're talking to our custodian about just doing some cleanup over by the mailbox area. We'll do that, try to do that quarterly for you. And potentially the next meeting I'll bring to you guys more options on the pool handicap feature. I've done some research on it. There are manual, non-electrical options. Just going to continue to push on that end, and I'll have something for you by the next meeting. And the we were touching base on the cool deck. I did put something in my report about that where it is in need of some painting. So we'll go ahead and meet with some contractors and bring some pricing to you at the next meeting as far as that goes. I do believe your pressure cleaning contractor, who already does work in the district, also offers painting services. So that'll be one of the people we speak to. And I think you guys were very happy.
Yeah, did the monument, right?
Correct. That's what I was going to tell you. No, there's two people. So we're going to talk to the same people that painted your monument. To see if they will give us a price as well on the pool deck. I think between those two, you have a history with them, and you know, we'll see how it goes from there based on the pricing.
Okay. We'll have at least two quotes.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, we'll start there. Let's see where we're at. And I mean, you already have business with them in the district. They are familiar with the property, and I think you're happy with the work they've done already. No?
Yeah. So they did a good job.
Okay. Yeah. I was on property this week and thought that the monument really looked sharp and it was holding nicely. The little scupper strategy, the little drain scupper, does have a little bit of drainage right underneath it. It's not as bad. It's not running all the way down the wall.
It's not running. Because they put that little extension.
Yeah, but there's still some there. So what I was thinking was maybe he could scrape that. We could have our maintenance guy scrape that out and reseal it a little bit with a silicone or something, and maybe that would keep that from running through there. And it'll look even better. Still look really good, but I wanted it to be...
As long as there's black tar up top of there, there's going to be black water. So.
Yeah, but it looked... It might be a really slow drain is going back.
No, it looks way better.
Yeah. So there might be another couple tricks. We can fool around with it to get rid of all of that. But yeah, you're right, the black. Okay.
When is Milton due to mulch again?
Usually we do... I try to do the mulch right around October, once a year is typical.
Okay, because the trees in the center island are bare, and I mean bare, nothing.
Okay, can look at that. Yeah, I mean, and he did do a touch-up mulch recently, but I know that
I know he did it on the front, and he did it on the areas on the back that we want.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But the trees, next time you drive by there, Ben, take a look.
Okay.
They're bare.
Okay. I'll get a quote on that, and then we'll see how we can squeeze it in. Okay. Rainy season's coming, so I just want you guys to know, you know.
Yeah, it washes right away.
Yeah, some of it could wash away, but let's just see what its starting point is.
Yeah, and I looked at your trees today, and I thought, this week actually, I looked at them again today, but I thought your palms are starting to show a need for a nutritional hit. When, you know, this time of year, you get those cold fronts, your weaker, hungrier trees will show up the fastest. Stressed, and they all have a little yellow to them. Almost all the greener palms, the silver Bismarckias, they're not green to begin with. But I thought that, and I also thought the smaller palm, which is the Thrinax palm, those have not been trimmed as aggressively because they're low and they don't have a big frond. But they might need before a hurricane to be lifted to the 3 and 9. Cutting, you know, because right now they sit about like that, and they need to be at least that right before a hurricane so that they don't get snapped or broken up. But other than that, I thought I watched his crew, and I think they're doing an excellent job. Like, he's kept the turf in really good shape. That's really hard this winter. Around the state, I've been at all my properties in the last 2 months, and you guys have some of the best grass. Out here, this gets 24/7, you know, eyes on it. But yours is looking really solid. So yeah, I think he's doing a great job. Any questions under that? We've sort of morphed into manager's report. Just to give everybody a sense of timing, your district changed its assessment last year. So your budget process should be anything but interesting, meaning it's going to be a repeat with no increase, so it should be the same budget as current year. We have to propose our budget by June 15th. And to do that, I usually, if I think there's complications with the budget, I start bringing drafts to the meeting February, March, and then we noodle over whether we want an increase or not, like last year. And we chose to do an increase last year. This year, you're not going to need one or want one, obviously. So you'll only see one draft budget probably in April, your April meeting. And then you'll set your hearing for adoption. What that means is you're setting the highest level of assessment. So if you already know you don't need an increase, which you don't need one, you just did it. It's a really benign process because you can always shift funds at any decision point between, okay, irrigation maintenance or pool maintenance or whatever. You don't have a huge discretionary line in this budget to begin with. So it's pretty straightforward. That'll be that. You probably won't have to meet in March is my recommendation. Save some money and you can see we have no action items. The only thing I have conceptually to bring attention to is you did get taxed on your property by the county for the first time. In a little history, since we have a light meeting, I'll give you some background. Typically, government property is tax exempt, right? The property appraiser's office in Dade County decided we think we're missing somebody who isn't tax exempt, who's fallen into that category mistakenly. And they particularly thought of clubhouses that are government owned or CDD owned. And you have pools or any property. So they took basically what used to be exempt, and we give them a list every year. These are our properties, please don't tax us. Well, they took our list and said, tax them anyway this year. So I know Scott's seen this in all of our districts. This building itself got taxed. And we said, wait a minute, we're tax exempt, blah, blah, blah. And in this community, they claimed that they inspected it and the guard told them they weren't allowed into this clubhouse unless they were an owner, which isn't true. This is a public access facility. Anybody can come in here. You don't have a facility that the public, you know, would normally go to other than your pool. Well, your pool is secured. It's unlawful not to have a secured pool. So that one should not have failed the tax exempt test. So what it really looks like is they just threw everybody into the fray. We paid the tax bill. It was a little over $6,000. But we also sent them, you know, letters, which we do anyway, but we resent them and said, time out. This is tax exempt 1 year. Now it's not. What's up? And for the last 18 months or so, they've been saying you have to file an appeal. And in your community, we didn't get the tax bill because it went to somebody. The prior owner address was in the county's file, and we never saw it. So the district didn't know we had a bill until after the appeal process. We resent our list. We were in communication with the county. Resent the list, explaining to them this is a clubhouse with no facility other than a pool and a restroom facility. It has a membership requirement where anyone in the world can join the Hemingway Pool Access membership. It's expensive and nobody will do it probably, but the residents do it on their tax bill. And we've approved that rate way back when. So we've met every criteria there is.
Well, really, we're paying for it in our taxes already, so now
It's double taxation.
Unless if we want to get there.
Absolutely. Absolutely a double taxation in that respect. So they have acknowledged to us that it will be exempted going forward. Will we get a refund? I don't know.
You mean it cost us $6,000 for that building?
The district, yeah.
But it's not going to anymore. They doubled
it. We believe they... And it's just one of those, I don't want to make it sound derogatory, but it's a bureaucratic process every once in a while to sort of reset and see how much money we can get, you know, kind of and live with the fight.
And see if we can get away with it.
Did I characterize it?
Yeah, and I mean, it's a bizarre thing, right? You represent districts in other counties as well, and Miami-Dade County is the only county that we've ever had a problem with this with. But in talking with one of the current staff attorneys with the property appraiser's office, basically they were specifically looking into CDD properties for tax year 2021. And they sent out, you know, these inspectors or whatever, investigators to the properties. And basically, you know, what wound up happening at a lot of them was, you know, somebody that was not a district employee, was just, you know, maybe a hourly person hired by a security company or by like a management company who was managing a clubhouse. You know, when the inspector came and started asking the questions, they answered incorrectly and said, no, it's for residents, you know, kind of thing, as opposed to, yeah, it's available to the public by membership. And so their theory in denying the exemptions is, well, you know, yeah, your papers are in order, but, you know, how the property actually being used, you know, if a member of the public gets the same experience our person does, then it's not really open to them, kind of thing. So we've been in communication with the property appraiser's office with respect to several districts, including this one, that issue. And so we're trying to, you know, like you basically said, it's an uphill battle to try to refund and for this year, but you know, we're trying to
make sure position they don't get it next year.
So it doesn't happen again. But, you know, it really is a problem for, you know, many reasons, but, you know, like you said, it's really harmful to residents. So, you know, we'll see what we're doing, but it could be another thing too, you know, if, you know, like other some other issues that districts deal with sometimes. Sometimes it's something that might be more impactful, you know, kind of on a political level than a you know, yeah, legal challenge.
Well, we'll keep you posted.
We'll keep you posted. Yeah.
Did we roll DML from March of last year? You paid a bill this month from March of last year for DML? Two bills. Three from April, one from May?
I don't think we rolled it. I think he billed it.
Just now?
Slowly, yeah.
Was there some reason we did that? Or he did that? Or
he missed the invoice. He forgot to send it out.
Okay.
I remember Kevin calling and saying, you know, so
what's the server service?
Server service? Where are you seeing that?
Well, service call for $450. Install, configure the program for $1,900.
That's your phone entry system?
I understand that.
Yep.
The server service, is that the server required to keep all the information?
Yes.
Is that a one-time fee or a yearly?
I think the first year, I recall.
It's an MVR, no?
Yeah, so we were paying him time to keep it updated. So anytime we got an application, he has to enter it in.
Okay.
We are now doing that. As of October 1, our staff, Extreme IRA, does it. So we don't have to pay him to do it. It's included.
Okay.
Yep.
Can I ask a few questions now?
Sure.
Okay, I see that in our pool area, we have a water bubbler there. Or water
column? Yep.
Whatever you want to call it. Looks pretty dirty. So I was going to ask if the janitor could clean it. Because I really want to take care of it the way it looks.
Okay.
Also on February 18th, that evening, there were six boys that jumped on the fence, and they were in the pool. So Diego did get a call about it. He was very nice. He went there instead of having me go there. And he was very stern with the boys, and he told them to leave, and that he would give them a one-time free. But he said if they were caught again at the pool, they would get arrested. He called the police. If they were trespassing.
Make sure
I just wanted to let you know. So then I went the next morning just to take a look and see if anything was damaged around the pool, and everything seemed to be okay at the pool.
Do you know what time that was?
I don't know. The other day posted.
That was
posted it on Facebook.
Yeah, then he had called me. That was February 18th. It could have been about 9 or 10 o'clock at night.
At night, okay.
But he went, you know, to the
Thank you, Diego.
But
no, of course not.
You shouldn't go by yourself, especially.
No.
Yeah, let us know that, and we'll make sure we pull the video
yeah.
in case we need it. You know, if he gives a warning like that, we're going to be able to enforce that.
He did warn them.
Good.
So.
Did he recognize the kids like from the neighborhood, or?
No.
Just curious.
He told me he did not recognize them.
Okay. The theory behind what with our camera system there is just, you know, if we have to repeat ourselves with anybody, membership privileges can be suspended as a you know,
right.
consequence.
Also, you had asked me at the last meeting to talk with security just to see what time is that they're going to the pool.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going 11 o'clock in the morning and staying until 7 at night. That's what they're doing for their hours. I mean, we do close at 8,
mm-hmm.
so they leave an hour.
I think now with we're going to ramp things up with the spring coming up. I know spring break's coming late March, third week of March, I believe it is.
Mm-hmm.
So. Meyer, let's make a note. Let's talk to Officer Joy about that. Just adjusting the schedule, maybe later. 12 to 8 probably sounds better.
Yeah, so
and for the and adding some coverage for the week of spring break, maybe.
When you say adding coverage, are you talking about just like on a Friday, or are you talking about the whole?
Well, let's talk about it now. I mean, what I mean. It's a whole week. Kids have no school. I don't know what type of.
Yeah, I mean, there's two types of activities. One is just using the pool, which
yes.
you don't need security for that.
Yeah.
Pool should function without it. But the problem is, usually in the late afternoon hours, you're going to have a more rambunctious type of activity. Maybe, you know, so maybe even a little bit later, maybe 1 to 9, something like.
Okay.
Just I'm thinking out loud. That's what I've seen work, but it's up to y'all. You know, push it a little later because you have a lot of free kids will have more free time. They might,
right.
you know, we might yeah. even split it into some.
Are you guys good with that whole week then, having that coverage, or focusing more on the weekend?
Like Thursday, Friday.
I would be more inclined to be like Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Okay, Thursday through Sunday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe add a second shift.
Okay,
a couple hours. You know, see if they can do like a 4-hour shift Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Okay.
After one guard leaves, like at 8 p.m., from like an 8 to 12.
Okay.
That might be ideal.
Yeah,
just for 3 days, that'll give you that extra presence.
That they can come back and find the fence.
Yeah.
Ben.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
This bubbler, isn't it for the tree? Isn't it to water the holly tree?
Give me one
second. The one in the payment is, or in
yeah.
the
yes.
She's talking about the water fountain.
I know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, separate topic. Yes, yes, that's for the holly tree. They added irrigation. Yeah.
Also, I wanted to ask, I didn't know how much money that we had in the budget, but you know, I looked at the pool furniture, you know, and it's ours is good from last year, but
that's brand new.
Right. I mean, it looks great. I didn't know if we had any extra money to put a few more, you know, buy a couple more loungers.
Sure.
And a couple more. Small tables to sit beside the
lounge. Yeah, we weren't really sure what we wanted to put out there,
right.
and so we replaced what was bad with a minimal.
So a couple more chase lounges with the small tables in between.
Check the prices. I would go like 4.
Okay.
You know, and
then
like
two tables.
I mean, it's very reasonable.
Tables,
yeah.
You know, just so people have a place to sit because I've been there when they can pull. You know.
So you think two more loungers?
I think four. And two tables. You know the little tables that go like between the loungers. Or something.
Yeah.
I think he called them
tea tables, but we'll go over there just to take a good picture of them just to be safe.
Yeah.
It's the same contractor. We'll talk to him.
Yeah. Take a look and see what you think.
Okay.
Who did the work on the lights on the wall? Is that Ortiz Construction?
Yes.
Or Discount Lighting and Supplies?
Discount Lighting and Supplies is doing the providing the janitorial supplies for the custodian to clean the bathrooms and to do some of the extra work he's been doing.
Okay. So Ortiz Construction is the one who...
Also the doggy stations. That's where you also get your doggy bags.
Mm-hmm. It's a general supply.
Ortiz is the one that's doing all the work on the wall.
The maintenance, yeah, electrical, that kind of stuff.
Okay.
Handyman work, yes.
Hello. We need to get to pick up our delivery.
Any other comments?
What do we buy from Walmart?
We've sort of evolved into the financial reports because you're reading off of the check registry.
The holly tree.
What do we buy?
That's for the holly tree. Some of that stuff is from the holly tree.
Okay.
The core.
That was the lights for the Christmas party.
Awesome.
We talked about it the last We talked about the last meeting about the phone to get into the pool. Remember we talked about it?
Oh, that's right. I have an update on that.
And so I want to know if you found out information about the cost of.
So it was fortuitous time. I did actually, after the meeting, talk to you and to Carlos about it so that everybody is aware. The program, that the provider that gives you that service for the phones is actually switching to a subscription-based service. So to answer Carlos's exact concern, which is people switching phones, the ID number that we provide you, people for each pass is reusable. It just needs to be revised and edited. It may come at a small cost just for the flexibility, but it's not something that you're going to have to constantly purchase more passes.
Yeah, they changed.
So in the long run, I think it's a win for you guys because of that. You're not going to have to constantly purchase more codes to give out. We give out one code. Somebody lets us know about a phone change. We go on our end, on the administrative end, remove the old phone, connect the new phone using the same code. And they're given that code. And it can only be used on one device at a time.
Perfect.
So it solves all your concerns and issues that
about switching phones and stuff.
Yep.
Excellent. So does that mean then that you don't have to pay for that?
Correct.
There may be a nominal charge, you just said.
If you guys want to keep that part the same, we do the first two heads of household free. Anybody additional comes at the $25 fee that they could pay online through the PayPal.
One of the first two people changes phone, we don't have to charge for that.
Correct. Mm-hmm. One of the first two people change phones, they don't have to worry about that. So the heads of household will always have their two free passes for the life of their stay in the community.
Your household will have one, and they switch their phones.
Once you've paid for it, it's not a problem. It's the initial.
The initial getting.
The initial two are free. Everybody after that buys one. And if they change phones, as long as it's
the same person.
Chain of custody type thing. Because
same phone number, just different phone device.
There's no reason to charge for it anymore.
We can resend that code to the new device.
It used to be a brand new license each time. So that
was, that's what I can understand. So you're saying if I need to get a new phone.
Right.
Because all your apps go to your new phone.
Right.
You know, automatically.
Yeah, you just have to redo your license so it's tied to that phone and to you, and there's no, we don't pay more for it.
The software recognizes that it's a new device because it bits its own little IP address, whatever you want to call it. So that's the port that she'll just have to resend it to that device so that it grabs that information.
Yeah, they had a policy and a licensing where it was the opposite, and that was why it was generating the cost. But that's changed.
You happy now, Carlos?
Yep.
He said yes.
I appreciate that.
No problem. Fortuitous timing.
Many other of our residents will also appreciate that.
Yep, it was perfect timing, literally. He had just gotten off the phone with him about a day before I made that call, so it was like, couldn't have come up at a better time.
Very good. So a lot of that discussion was related to the financial reports. Are there any other questions on the financials? Because I would like a motion to accept them for today's records. All in favor? Thanks.
Aye.
Any other supervisor requests? Anybody on the phone? We'll go to you guys. You have any questions?
Anthony's okay.
Thank you, Anthony. Carlos, any other issues that we can help you with? Or questions?
No, I got nothing.
We solved all your problems. We're very proud of that.
That's our goal for the day, Carlos.
I had one mission in life. All right. I have nothing else. Russ's favorite motion.
Make a motion to adjourn?
I second that.
All right, guys. Thank you very much. Your transcriptionist appreciates your brevity.